just start from the beginning here?
Yeah, let's start from the beginning.
I set Jordan up with somebody, and it's doing very well, and I need to be braggy and smug about it because I'm a fucking matchmaker.
It's crazy.
I'm a fucking matchmaker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All because you both like fucking toads.
Dude, but like...
This is... Literally, I'm on my Instagram.
I don't like fucking
you
toads.
You do. There's a fucking video of you. I almost
muted you. I saved a toad.
No, you saved two disgusting toads that were wet and belong outside. You brought them into your home.
In my sump pump.
They were in your house. Put them back in the
wild.
I had
to warm them.
That's disgusting.
They were cold. I had
they
to hug them with
toads.
My hand.
That's what they do. They die for 5 months.
I have a whole bit about
again.
It, about my friend being like, dude, you have to fuck this guy... He loves frogs. Was like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to fuck a guy who loves frogs. And you're like, well, he has a huge cock and he's great in bed. And I was like, ribbit, ribbit, motherfucker. Like, immediately.
Look, there's other reasons why I hooked you up with him. But the main reason is
it was that we're in the we're tradesmen, tattoos, animal, frog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Live in the same city.
Do I have a wide set vagina?
We got something going on.
How can you tell?
Well, you just said it.
It
hurts, but not that much.
Like, it's like when you fuck somebody and they're like, I couldn't even fuck them. It hurts so bad. And then I'm having sex trying to, like, stab myself. Be like, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, no, those people need to go to a hospital and get it opened up or something.
I mean, I'm super tampons.
Yeah.
Super bleeding through the supers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also are.
I can push out the super.
We're older gals.
Yeah, that's true.
You're my age. You're not my age. I was going to say you're in your 40s. You're going to be offended if I say that. You're not.
I'm 34.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Wow.
Even though
you act older.
Yeah, I got a lot of...
You're smarter for your age.
I'm wizened.
You are.
And I'm sad. I have aged eyes. My eyes have aged.
You have 83-year-old
me. I've seen my dad fuck a lot of women, which ages you up very fast.
When you say that, do you mean actual? Like
looking
you
through the door.
Why stop looking through the door?
You stopped looking through the door.
I did. I saw my parents once. I went, no, and I cried for 3 days.
It wasn't my parents. It was my dad fucking a hot girl, which I don't know if you know this, best porn for an 11-year-old. Anyway.
Is this why you're like this?
What have you been doing?
I want to leave now. Look, all this to say, I just need to put it on record that I for now, for a third time, have hooked up a couple. And I'm very... I have a special gift.
What is that?
Because I don't fucking
know.
It
is crazy.
Mike, you can verify for this. Mike, the guy... I hooked up your best friend, Alex Pavone.
I actually performed the ceremony. That's how this year's at it.
He was the...
What made you think they should be together? What made you think
we
should be together?
Well, that one was more annoying, and Pavi just kept calling her hot, and I got pissed. And I said, now you have to fucking ask her out, you idiot. So that was more like angry hookup. But this was... Just for, I don't know why, it was like the same day you both posted about a toad or something, and I was like disgusted by both of you, and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And I knew the size.
Yeah, the
and
size.
And clean. Also, knowing it, he's a clean man, that's
he's
and now
so,
it's like
well,
top
he's
of
like
the
a
line.
Clean guy, which I've never been with.
And you need that, because you're so
I'm
gross.
So dirty.
I know, I saw a podcast the other day where you were talking about gross you were again, I'm like, you gotta stop. You gotta wash your pussy, you gotta clean your nails, I can't stand it. Let me see them. That's fucked. What is wrong with you?
That's from digging the flesh out of this man's back.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
You're digging, that's the flesh of a toad's back. That's
sex
the color
is
of a toad.
It's so much sex, dude. I can eat whatever I want. I eat all day just because I'm fucking so much.
This much?
It's crazy, dude. I'm like an athlete.
Oh my
I can just
God.
Eat carbs.
You're just eating on the back, his back?
Like, yeah, dude. I can't keep up. It's unbelievable.
This is not,
it's
how
athletic.
Many times, more than once a day?
Twice.
A day.
Yeah,
every
just
day.
Had sex before coming here.
That's why you were late and you couldn't even get me a coffee. The nerve.
Yeah.
You came here with cum in your fingernails and you couldn't even get me a coffee?
No, I think I showered.
I'm over here parched. You didn't. I can smell it. I can smell the sex off your fucking lips.
Yeah.
Two times is a lot.
But it is scary when the sex is so good because you're like, how do I really get to know a person when
you
the
can't.
Sex is so good? You can't.
This is my problem.
Yeah, yeah,
Obviously, I love Jefferson, but our sex, it's the best sex I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, every time I look at him, I'm like, this is having sex with me? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He has the little cum gutters right now.
I know.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. It's
well, I was like a fat mall goth, and this guy's like a basketball star, and I'm like, you should not be here, sir.
This is what I feel like.
Oh, okay.
I was a pointy-nosed Bulgarian little fucking pervert, and now here I am.
Yeah, but really, I think they're perverts.
They are perverts, because they want this.
Yeah.
Also, we have to stop doing this. We are funny, successful women.
Yeah.
Men want this. Men need this. Some men can't have it.
Who has ever wanted this?
I don't know.
What I need to know, here's what I need to know. In your phone, when you save everybody you fuck, what is...
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's look. So the last time I did Jordan's pod... By the way, I have to update.
The last
time I did this, I do have a list on my phone, which I probably should delete.
That are like Bog man with two kids who's sad. Like, they're the funniest fucking things I've ever heard in my life.
No. One just says gross Jew. I have to delete that one. That one's bad. Awesome. That one's the worst one.
Gross Jew is so sick.
I remember that night vividly. The problem is I used to do a show where I would bring up these lists and go through them all. You know what? I might actually have him as his real name.
Oh, that's because he's a nice guy.
I might. Oh, no, I don't, because I don't see it in here. Huh. Not longboard, not jockey, not drummer, not I'm a little baby in brackets.
Who's Bats, I'm a little baby?
He's not Bats. I'm a little baby. Oh, that's a comic. I just got a wax, and he went down on me and went, I'm a little baby. And weird thing to say. Anyways, he laughed. I don't have it. I don't even have it on the list. Pigman, he's not Pigman. I hate Pigman. I hate Pigman so much. Morning finger, sexy mustache, old man, bulgy eyes. He's not that one. I don't think I even have him on the list. I'm upset now. Wow.
What would he be? Frogman. It would be Giant
Cog. It'd probably be Frogman. I think I would have had his actual name. I'm actually upset now. Huh. Butthole Lips is on there and he's not.
Butthole Lips where he kissed like this?
It was, every time he kissed me, it was like a sphincter.
Why do they do that?
I don't know
think
what
it's
that
a.
Is.
I think they're nervous about
dry.
No, I think it's like hypoallergenic. Not hypoallergenic. What am I trying to say? Were you worried about germs?
Oh no, I don't think so.
Hygienic.
No, he was eating my ass. This guy wasn't afraid of
Whoa,
germs.
Whoa, yeah, I've never had my ass eaten.
It's not what you think it is.
I don't want the tickle torture.
No, tickling.
It's tickly, isn't it?
No.
What is it?
It's strange. Ah! You feel really bizarre.
Really?
It's animalistic. I feel like I'm like a toad.
Yeah,
hiding in your little bunker in your basement. Yeah. It's gross. You're like, I don't know.
The thing that is a little scary is he's obsessed with frogs, and there is something a little frog-like about
you.
Well, my face,
your eyes,
my face, but then also the way you stand on stage. You do a frog thing.
No, I feel
and
like
I'm like,
more
are
of a
you fucking
thing.
Frogs?
No, well, he might be. Have you looked at his search history? What's on his for you page?
It's all
on
frogs.
Instagram? Do you have a lumpy back?
No.
Okay, then that's good.
Yeah. But can I tell you something? Toads have a lumpy back. Frogs don't.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
I mean, I look a lot like a frog.
I'm not a fucking connoisseur of the toad and frog species. They make me sick. One peed in my hand once and I threw it.
Toads pee in your hands.
They always do that. What is that? They're scared?
That's the thing about the
Are you squirting?
In my thing.
Are you squirting?
There was one. There was one.
Ask over here.
There was one. Listen. It's crazy. I'm not going to go into it, but the sex is insane.
I just want you to be happy. And I feel like you seem happy.
Yes.
And that's it.
But that freaks me out. I mean, there is a lot of, I am having a lot of thrashing because of the happiness. I am caught.
What thrashing?
Well, you know, when you're like in a stable thing, you have to throw some grenades in it in order to feel like you're in love.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Yeah, you threw something in there the other day. You're talking about some swill coming in.
Did I?
Yes. An email.
An email. Oh, yeah, totally.
There's some drama. You're throwing some drama and it's still around.
Yeah.
And can you say that the L word has been tossed around?
It's been tossed around.
It's been tossed around.
It's been tossed around.
This is nice.
Yeah. It is nice.
What the hell?
I don't trust any of it, though.
But you didn't say it first.
Well, it depends. There was different forms of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He said it in a different language first. I said it in English first. Because he speaks like 9 languages because he's a fucking college boy.
What different language? That's bizarre.
A million.
So you're like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying?
I didn't know he was saying it. Yeah.
At least, but he said it first.
Yeah, technically.
Oh, yeah. I made.
I did say it. We were in a fight, and then I said it. And he was like, well, that sucks. And I was like, but do you forgive me? I am a rat. I mean,
you're
it is crazy. I am psychotic. It is crazy when you start. Because I've only dated comics and musicians who are psychotic.
Yeah.
And now I'm dating a regular person. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm a sick.
Everyone is. No, I feel like everyone is psycho. You know,
yeah.
You think you're dating a regular person.
You just have
person,
to find the
not.
Right type of psycho.
Yeah. And you found the right type of psycho. And now you're getting your clit smashed open.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Really chopped in half.
No, it's
I
too
think
much.
Of firewood every time we have sex. I'm like, I'm going to split like
oh, yeah.
a dry
you would
piece of
take open. That on Naked and Afraid. You don't even need the fire stick.
Yeah.
Get that fucking little brush down there.
It's really crazy stuff.
It's too much. It gets a little irritated. You're not. You're just.
I got a UTI for sure. I've been on antibiotics since we've been dating.
You're 100%. Not. You're not peeing right after, are you? I can tell. You're sitting there in your musk.
I try. I pee every time, but sometimes I can't.
No, you don't. With those nails, you're not peeing right after. You're sitting there fingering your own ass after. The disgusting behavior.
I don't know how I get so dirty.
There's no mud in New York.
There's no mud. I don't know what it is.
You're not.
It's a great
potting
question.
Plants.
I look down and I'm like, what was
this
I?
Is
and
the
then I'm like,
fourth
am I
time
sleeping?
On the podcast I've heard you talk about your dirty nails, and I'm.
It's pretty crazy. Look how gnarly that one is too.
It's really
is it from
gross.
My dog? Maybe giving
no,
her a
don't
little
blame
scritch,
the dog.
Scritch?
Don't blame the dog.
When she gets that scritch, scritch.
No. It's
it's pretty crazy.
Filthy behavior.
Yeah, I don't.
You're
know
showering
what it is.
After sex. You better be.
I showered.
Yeah, but like
he showered today, so I was like, "Well, I guess I should shower." But no, not ever.
I guess I should shower.
I probably should. Yeah, I don't shower after sex. I never fucking shower. I shower
this.
After I work out.
Okay,
which is once a month.
You're not working all the time with Sydney?
No, I'm fucking all the time. I don't have the stamina.
Okay, I'm doing the ads in the bus because I didn't do them in the studio. If you're struggling with OCD or unrelenting intrusive thoughts, NoCD can help. Book free 15-minute call to get started. At learn.nocd.com/JordanJensen. I'm very pro this. This is basically a place where you can figure out how to pair with people who will work on exposure therapy with you, which is the number one thing I recommend for OCD, and it's the thing that's helped me the most. Real OCD is a serious condition where unwanted, distressing thoughts called intrusive thoughts get stuck on repeat in your mind, and you feel compelled to engage in certain behaviors called compulsion to try and make them stop. OCD needs ERP therapy or exposure and response prevention. It's proven to be the most effective treatment. Regular talk therapy isn't recommended for OCD. It could actually make it worse. Introduce NoCD. That's where NoCD comes in. They're the world's leading OCD treatment provider, and all of their licensed therapists specialize in ERP therapy. To learn more about starting OCD therapy with NoCD, go to NoCD.com and book a free call with their team. That's NoCD.com. I highly recommend this. It's 100% virtual. It really is very helpful. Exposure therapy is really the only way to get rid of it, because if you keep giving in to the thoughts, they keep getting worse. I've gotten rid of most of them. I have one that I haven't done exposure therapy with, so this would be a good thing for me to do, which is chugging a lot of water before bed, and I have to pee a lot. But yeah, this would be, I highly... I recommend.
I can't work out right now. I got my spray tan.
The spray tan is sick. Do you like it?
Good. Do you know how I've never?
Is it good?
It's so insane.
Should I do it?
Oh yeah, it feels great.
Is it? Would it rub off on this and stuff?
For the first day, probably yeah. Then it stops. The girl I have is in. When you come to LA, you have to get her. She does Miley Cyrus. She's crazy. She comes in. She's like, I've seen every fucking pussy in LA. Bring it out. And I'm like, jeez. You're new. She sprays the fucking labia right down.
Is your belly tan?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, it looks so thin.
Oh, wow. It makes you look thinner.
I did Cool Sculpting.
Okay. Whoa.
I did Cool Sculpting.
Where?
Whole torso.
How did it go?
Well, it's looking pretty good.
Highly recommend?
Well, I'm on first round one. I have to do two rounds.
Do you have, like, bruising?
Can't feel my stomach still. It's
okay,
been 3 weeks.
Great.
No feeling. Numbness. It's bizarre.
Is it
suction
cold
cups.
A little?
Yeah. It freezes the fat cells, and then you pee and poo them out.
Okay, here's the thing.
So here's the thing. I've been pissing and shitting nonstop. If that's not what it is,
that's
then,
good.
Oh, I wake up 4 a.m. and I'm like, ugh! I'm like pooing in the middle of the night.
Okay, here's
Logs.
The thing. I had the plastic surgery to remove all the skin, right?
Yes.
But there's still like old middle school fat.
I think this might be for you.
I think it might be for me.
Let me do the second round.
Okay.
Because then I'm going to recommend you this woman.
Is
because
it in New York?
No, it's in LA. But you can fly the next day. So if you're there for 2 days, you can get it done. It's right by the airport. She's
wow.
amazing. This porn star came on the show, showed me her whole body. I was like, what? I mean, how much do you work out? She goes, never. I go, you have a flat stomach. She goes, Cool Sculpting. And I was like, I want that. Whatever that is.
Wow.
We'll wear crop top once and not suck in.
Yeah.
Or
when
you
take a picture with the meet and greet and you just see the skin over the top of the jeans.
Right now. What is this? I don't want to sit like this.
It's so,
I'm
uncomfortable. Yeah.
I hate myself.
But it feels better after the even one.
Oh, yeah. The swelling was crazy though. I swelled up like I couldn't wear these pants, and now it's like, oh, it's down. It's down.
Did you do that for the sex scene?
No,
cannot talk about?
No, we can't talk about.
Okay.
No, I did it just for my own sanity. I wear Spanx on stage every single day.
Oh, really? Under the
under everything,
really?
Full Spanx under my nipple to my thong Spanx. I wear every single fucking day of my life. Every show you see me, and sometimes I sweat through them in the first show, so I have to bring a second pair.
Under the jumpsuit?
Under the jumpsuit, full Spanx. Mm-hmm. I can't breathe. I'm so uncomfortable. All those act outs, picture that. And they're so tight. Sometimes it flops up and my labia flops around. So on stage, I have to go, excuse me. I have to turn around and tuck it back.
You got Audis?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No, I wouldn't call it minis. Is a frog a toad? I wouldn't
it's
call
not,
them.
Yeah. Neither is my vagina being an innie. You have Audi like this, and they slide out.
Yeah. Yeah, they slide out.
Sick.
They are flopping out.
Really?
Oh, they're coming out.
Well, yeah, inner.
They're inner, but they're outer.
The inner comes out.
Yeah.
I need to see an Audi.
I think you have an innie.
I have
you
one of these.
Smug.
This is what I have ready.
And it's all in? Oh, just a little bit. Oh, you have a nice one.
That's a top.
I know that exactly. That's a clit. Mm-hmm. So yours is so small in. Oh.
Yeah, I think my shit's in. I don't think I have inner labia.
No, I know exactly what
I haven't seen
like.
The inner.
No. Yeah, I'm not showing you mine, but you can.
I need to see it.
I don't. Well, yeah, I can show you.
Because all my friends have hamburger vaginas where it's like a little. It looks like.
Everyone
looks like
you know has a hamburger.
A Simpsons mouth, yeah. Because Audi girls don't show it to me.
I know, because we're so self-conscious.
I need to see one.
Picture a bowl of ramen. All okay. That stuff happening. There's an egg. There's
oh,
some
okay.
Green stuff. There's some long mushrooms.
There's some shiitake.
Oh, there's some shiitake. We should get ramen after this. I'm starving. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
How long are you here?
24 hours. I fly out with Mike tomorrow to Orlando.
He's
Florida.
Going to Orlando?
Orlando's open. Yeah, he's open for me.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I love Mike.
That's crazy.
I know.
This is great.
I know, I love Mike.
Wow.
Someone came in. I've known Mike for years.
Yeah, he's been doing comedy for years.
He also used to live with Pavi in this fucking cell.
Wait, what's the third person you hooked up?
My friend Alexis and her. My friend Alexis is dating a comedian named Dylan in Canada. They married two kids. What am I talking about?
And you introduced them.
She's my best friend in high school, and he was a comedian, and they met at a party. Mine. So I'm saying it's part of it. I wasn't like fully. I did force it a little bit. They like she ended up sleeping with somebody else, and I was like, I think you and Dylan were a bit better together.
I think
Dylan
that
likes
counts.
You. Does count? They're married, with two kids. They would not have met.
What is that?
I have a gift.
But how are you seeing these
don't
things?
Don't know, but I have.
I just hooked up my friend with another friend tonight. They're going on a date because I was like, I need to pay it forward.
Yes, you do.
But I'm worried. Doesn't it worry you? Aren't you worried? Like
no, because what's the worst that'll happen?
Somebody dies and you go, oops, well, my friend died.
Well, that's what you're thinking of. Well, you need meds if that's where your head's going.
Aren't you worried that you're going to hook somebody up and it's going to be like a horrendously toxic thing? And you're like, no.
It's never happened. I had another friend that they didn't work out, but my friend and him dated for a few months and they got along really well. It was like they just didn't live in the same city. That worked out well.
Mm.
I don't know. Weird. I feel like I kind of assess the situation first.
Yeah,
assess it, and it's like there's too many.
I mean, he played this video. He was basically like, "I'm not dating a fucking comic. Y'all are psycho." And then he played the video recording that you left, and it was the sweetest thing I've ever heard. It was like,
look, I love singing.
Like, she's really cool. She's really hot. You don't have to do it. You could just be friends. I feel like even if you just met her and were friends, you'd be happy to be. Da-da-da. And then we met up, and I was like, I 100% know. I've literally have met you before, but I was too scared of him because he's super hot.
I met him.
It was like,
he said you were hot.
Not back then when he met me. That's crazy.
No, he knew who you were.
Yeah.
I can't believe he saved the voice. I guess I'm sending voice memos because I'm sending crazy ones.
I love your voice memos.
They're always unhinged.
Have we talked about this on the pod? Have you saved me after I got dragged online?
Oh, yeah. No, let's discuss how also I'm a good friend.
Yeah. You called me and you were like, don't fucking worry about this. Who fucking cares? You were like, immediately something's going to happen in the news because I got dragged because I didn't know you couldn't say TRANNY. I was like saying it how it was like a whack thing that this guy said, but then it just got clipped as me saying it.
Of course, because it's out of context. Everything on the internet you see is out of context.
Yeah. And
so
then you were like,
my pussy's a toad is what, what this clip is going to be.
Yeah. And then you were like, something is going to happen immediately and it'll be old news. And then the night of you saying that, Charlie Kirk's neck exploded and nobody cared at all.
See, that I find more offensive than saying TRANNY.
That his neck exploded? He died for my sins. No.
I found out my boyfriend's family likes Charlie Kirk.
Oh,
found that out over the holidays.
That's a weird thing.
And I was very drunk and I was like,
uh-oh. You kind of thought it was at first?
I did. And we were on the car going to dinner and I was like, oh, I'm outnumbered here. And then I got very quiet because I got very upset. And I was very confused. And I was like, what? You guys are religious. How do you like this man? And then I got very mute.
Because he's pro
I hate women and they should die. I don't know. He's a fucking awful person.
Man, I'm such a fucking chameleon. Like I was like my mom was talking about how the hockey team, the U.S. hockey team.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Emailed me.
Oh my
we
God.
We didn't even talk about this.
Oh my God.
I got a fucking email out of nowhere from Susan, which we
how
love.
How did she find your email?
I don't know, because not a lot of people do.
I mean, it's scary that she was able to find it. She's a fucking stalker.
Literally,
dude.
I only get DMs on Instagram and Facebook. I never get anyone emailing me. So I was like, email? Like, I opened the email. I was like, excuse me?
Oh my God.
It's the nicest email I've ever got in my life. Thanking me.
Because she hates the bad man.
Well, we all hate the bad man.
Yeah.
And it's just nice for, it's nice to see how much your mom even cares about you. Emailing me?
Yeah. It's really nice. She thanked Steph for introducing me to this guy.
This guy that we
which just makes me feel like a retarded girl with heavy Down syndrome. Like, thank you
exactly
for...
That's exactly how we took it.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it's so nice.
No.
This is, just shows you how bad the bad man was. This shows you when a mother reaches out to be like... Like, both my parents, like, have said something to Jefferson about how... Because my ex was a fucking disgusting pig.
Yeah.
Still have the tattoo. I have makeup on right now. It's covered up. It's killing myself with the tattoo. That they were like... I heard my dad saying stuff to him. That's when Jefferson asked for my dad's hand in marriage, which he hasn't proposed yet, but he asked my dad months ago, and it's making me mentally ill. My dad had cried because he was, like, so happy. Also, I think my dad thought I was a lesbian this whole time. He finally was like, wait, she's not...
I know. My mom was like, wait, she's not.
it's just nice. I'm just saying it because it's nice.
I made my mom and him hug because he's 6'5". And I was like, mom, just can you just feel how this feels for a minute? And she was like, no, it is nice. And I was like, yeah, it's sick.
See,
right?
It's nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feeling small.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice. I know. It's crazy. I'm just a tiny little girl.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm still a big gal. Damn it. We actually bought pants the other day and his didn't fit him, mine didn't fit me, so we swapped.
Oh, wow.
So are we the same size? I can't tell what's happening. I don't know if that means I'm bigger or smaller. I don't know. But
well,
we're
all men have the tiny little legs and then the giant bodies.
He's got a big ass. So that's, he's got the fat, Stabler ass.
Yeah.
Wait, your mom sent an email to the hockey team. I interrupted because I got
my mom. I was just talking about how I'm like. She was talking about how Trump called the U.S. hockey team and was like, "Good job, boys! Like, come over to the White House and we'll have a party." And like, he was like, "The women's team, I'm gonna have to invite, even though I don't want to." And all the hockey players laughed. And my mom was like, "Fuck them!" And I was like, "I'm such a chameleon that like, in the Charlie Kirk car or in the Trump call, I would have been like, yeah, fuck." Women, like, I am not in the Charlie Kirk car. I would have been like, yeah, he is a good guy, isn't he? I'm very proud of you for being quiet.
Okay.
I'll just go with whatever.
Well, I started to get defensive.
That's good. That and means then, you have a fucking backbone.
No, I do. Oh, my backbone's too big, though, is the problem. And I'm okay. And this was like our like Christmas dinner with the family. So I'm like, I can't do it now. Now's not the time.
What were they saying? They liked his. They're religious?
They like him. They're very upset about what happened to him, and they thought all his ideas were correct and nice. And I was like,
huh? Have you ever looked through a phone before?
No.
I can't do it.
No.
I can't look through a phone. It's so scary. Isn't that the scariest thing?
I've looked through what they've liked. That's how I found out this bad last guy was a disgusting pig.
How do you look at what they like?
I went to all his, who he's following, and it was like all women. And I went through all their posts, and I saw that he had liked only their photos of, like, their ass hanging out or bikinis or boob photos. And then I confronted him, and he said, yes, those were all his old exes.
Whoa.
And one-night stands that he had been still following, which is the biggest red flag on the planet Earth. Following a one-night stand? I showed you my list. I don't even know their names, half the people. How do I
know.
As I look, see? Cute.
I think you got
to... What's your phone background? If it's a toad, I'm going to snap. It's your dog.
It's just a bunch of missed text messages.
Is it not a photo of you two?
No, it's a painting. No, it's not a photo of us. We've been dating for 4 days.
Well, you already said I love you, you psycho. What the fuck? This is before I love you.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
That seems...
I love you seems like a big...
Then people see
months.
It and they go... Also, people know this person.
But how long are you going to keep a secret for? This can't be secret forever. I don't understand. How long is this going to go on like this?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big blink. I heard that one.
I don't know what I'm worried about.
I don't know what you're worried about.
Because it's a new person, and I'm worried that I'm going to be like, here's a person I'm dating, and then just like, first of all, 900 people have a photo of this guy's cock.
Well, that's
I don't
want
to get DMs being like, I fuck this guy, and then I'm going down
the block those people.
I'm going to look at their things and see how hot they are. This guy dated fucking Brazilian models before me.
What does it fucking matter? He's with you now. He loves you, you psycho.
Because I got a weird body.
We all do.
Not the Brazilian fucking
model. I'm sure they're assholes, a fucking old punched-in glove. Yes, they do. I would like to see the Brazilian model's asshole. Disgusting.
What do you mean? You know it's pinker than her skin. You know she's tan with a pale butthole.
Do you know how many hemorrhoids she has?
How many?
Riddled.
Why do you say that?
Because you're not eating properly, you're starving yourself, you're malnourished, you're dehydrated. Yeah, it's a hemorrhoid. Or a butt cut, because you have one big shit once a week and your asshole rips open.
Oh, butt cut. I don't know about that. Have I gotten a butt cut?
No, you'd know. It hurts so bad. You can't take a shit. You cry.
I had something weird with my ass.
It's called an anal fissure, but I keep calling it butt cut because it's cuter. No, you would know.
Oh, yeah. You would know. My buddy Jake called him Tyler Fissures.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm stealing that.
Yeah, it's
really good. Know who that is when I say it, but I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why I'm nervous about it. Were you nervous to tell people? Aren't you nervous about the DMs that are going to be like, I fucked that guy and he took my lunchbox?
I'm nervous. I'm the most public on the planet. I love being public with him. I lost so many followers when I first posted him. All these disgusting, gross, single men thinking I was going to fuck them. All my creeps, my creep DMs are down I'm trying to make a joke about the stock market, but I'm so stupid.
The Doges.
The Dow Jones, what's it called? This is why I talk about my pussy, because I'm stupid, and I have nothing else to say. I don't know anything else.
I have like 5 minutes on farts right now, and I'm like, what is going on?
I saw your clip too on your waxing. I had to make sure because I also have a waxing joke. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same at all. No.
You have a waxing. I have a waxing joke on my special.
Yes, I saw
about her giving a tiny triangle.
Yes, that one. But I saw you did. You post one online.
That was just about my asshole.
Yes, that one.
Just getting into position,
and it's nice. Yeah. No, but I don't know. Mine's so different.
The waxing the asshole rules.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's the best.
I want to do it every single day.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't care about the vagina. It can be a full afro.
I'm not. I'm leaving it.
But the butthole.
Everyone keeps also telling me to get lasered. I'm getting lasered.
You know what I think I like about it? I think when they put the wax on and they rip it off your asshole, I'm like imagining every single poop particle that's ever touched my asshole.
All coming off.
And the skin. Like I'm imagining just a clean new asshole.
It is.
It is, right?
Do you want to hear something nasty?
Yeah.
A girl told me at a show, she waxes buttholes, that people come in with full doo-doo caca, full poo-poo balls hanging on their bum-bum, and she still waxes them.
You gotta do it.
And then she shows them after. She goes, look at this.
Oh, she shows them after?
What's that? Yes. I was like, tell them to leave.
Persians?
If I came in with a piece of shit in my ass, do you know how far that cloth that they leave for you to clean your asshole, that they leave you a little damp toilet?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a yeast infection.
Yeah.
It's in my front hole, and then it's out of my back hole.
Yeah, totally. I go in the bathroom.
Oh, you go to the bathroom after?
Before. Get everything clean.
I shower the minute before I get there. The labia is out. It's blow dried.
Yeah.
I put it back in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a little Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Put it all back in. Iron it. Fold it up nicely. I come back in. It's like there isn't.
Maria,
I don't know if
like,
there's
labia.
A bar of soap can go in my asshole, but it closes up and then I pull it back out. It's so far in my ass.
I put the bar of soap right up there. The corner of it.
Oh, it's in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm touching a little poop every time.
Oh, it's in there.
For sure.
It's fucking.
It's going up. The poop and the soaper.
That's what's in your finger. Poop and soap.
I don't know what that is.
It's
I wish
so
I could tell you. I do believe.
I saw a big corner piece.
What is it?
I know the corner piece is making me sick.
What is it?
I mean, I do think
it's from this man's flesh.
No. He's a white man.
No, he's dirty.
He's not. He's a white man and he doesn't have.
Is it from my boots?
There's nothing on your boots. Your boots are brand new. They've been worn
once. I don't
know.
So, you know when you get to scritching? You know what I mean?
No,
What happened to your head?
Starting something new isn't just hard, it's terrifying. So much work goes into the thing you're not entirely sure will work out, and it can be hard to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, my business wasn't even sure what I was doing. I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I make a fool of myself? What if nobody buys my products? Now I know it was right believing in myself
and launching a podcast that makes $0.00 / business. Despite all of the fears and hesitations, it also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is a commercial platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all commerce in the U.S. from household names, like, I'm supposed to insert a brand. I don't know what brands they have, but I bet it's really good ones. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand style. Accelerate your efficiency, whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones. Shopify is packed with helpful tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even advance your product photography. I'm crushing reading this verbatim. Get the word out. I jinxed it. Get the word out like you have a marketing team behind you. Easily create email, social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. Best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise from managing inventory and international shipping and processing to returns and beyond. What if people haven't heard about the brand? Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run and meet email and social media campaigns. It's time to turn those what-ifs into I don't know what this means. SFX cha-ching. Shopify new sales sound. I guess they're inserting a sound there with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at Shopify.com/RIPJordan. Go to Shopify.com/RIPJordan. That's Shopify.com/RIPJordan. Cha-ching! Shopify sound.
Oh, my lump.
What lump? What is going on? You had a lump and you had...
I don't know if I can say that when I'm on yet.
Why?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
You had a professional pop a lump.
I had a professional person who does with popping.
With a scalpel?
Yeah. And the hearing, that part was the worst. The slicing of my head. The freezing.
How much came out?
You loved it.
How much came out? Was it good?
Looked like a molar.
It was hard. Was it hard?
I cut it open. I sliced it open.
You were allowed to keep it?
No, I'd send it in to make sure it wasn't cancer. Don't know yet. Oopsies. No. They send it in the outside to make sure it's not cancer. Because the inside was just like dead skin cells. But like the outer casing that it came out in.
What was the casing like?
Why are you asking if you're going to be sick?
Please.
No, it made me sick.
I
it was... No,
orange?
Not like skin.
Orange.
Skin.
No, but
what's orange? Where's the orange coming from? There's no orange.
What was the casing?
The casing was like skin.
Okay.
And then inside it was like, it looked like almost like earwax inside. It was like dead skin cells.
That's awesome.
I got to do this and like this, like a little tiny meal.
What was the shape?
Just circle. Tiny little cyst. Size of your pinky fingernail. That's how big it was.
You didn't have to shave the hair around it?
No, I was, here's the thing with reality TV. They like to get you worked up. They
really?
Get really worked up. So the guy who does the pre-call to get all your information, whatever, is like, okay, so, they might be shaving your head. I'm like, they're not shaving my head. I go, I film the next day.
Yeah.
He goes, well, we'll find out on set. I go, well, I'm not coming because we're not shaving my fucking head.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at my fucking face. I'm not shaving my fucking head. I'll be hideous bald. I have a joke right now because I found a bald spot. Pavi, fucking Alex Pavone, started this whole fucking thing. Baldest man on the planet.
Oh, no.
I had wet hair in North Carolina, and he came out, and he's like, whoa. And I go, what? He goes, nothing. I go, what did you, whoa? He goes, nothing. I go, what the fuck, man? He goes, you have like a little, like, this looks like you're balding. I go, excuse me? Excuse me.
And then?
And then Zany's, downtown Chicago Comedy Club, has a camera at the back. And because I edit my own clips, because I'm not well in the head, I was like, huh? What's that on my head? Zoom in on the 720p because they don't have 4K either. 4K. Zoom in. I go, huh. Crown on my head. Fire tuck.
Let me see.
I can show you. My hairstylist says, is it cowlick?
It could be a cowlick.
Then I have 6 cowlicks all stuck together. I've been peppering my head.
That is no longer hair.
I have a cowlick that's a bald spot. I am George Costanza. I have 3 little cowlicks.
But then you were saying that you were losing hair, but that's from the stress of you thinking.
But that's this. It's this whole thing. I'm peppering my head. So on set yesterday, so you know the pepper that you kind of like, the hair pepper? It's like,
yeah.
They had a little, you know the like old perfumes?
Yeah.
With the old wizard stuff? She had that attached to a pepper. I'm like, oh, I'm getting that.
What did she say? Did she say, yeah, there's a
cowlick?
Spot?
But they had somebody's cowlick. I'm not going to be on set about to film and I have a woman saying I'm balding. I can't go bald with this face and body. Do you know how upsetting it is? I don't have
the way that we talk about ourselves. I can't live with this face, body, hands, hair, stance.
Well, you shouldn't be living with those fucking fingernails.
I know.
You have to send your boyfriend another voicemail and be like, get her a fucking nail trimmer or something.
I know. I trim them all the time. My shit grows too fast.
It does grow a lot.
I just cut my hair.
What are you doing? I need this. Biotin? Why is it growing like this?
I eat a lot of trout.
Trout? Is that what it is?
My hair, it just grows fast. It's like a witch. Huh?
What do you mean trout? How much trout do you eat?
A lot of trout.
Is that good for you?
Big trouts.
Big trouts. From where?
The store. The union market.
You're getting a full fish. You're gutting yourself.
I'm eating like that. No. I'm being like, give me 6 inches of that steelhead trout. I'm putting it in the air fryer, putting a lemon on it, eating it. Standing up, giving my dog skin.
Standing up.
Yeah. I have no table.
Excuse me?
I live in a studio. My apartment's this big.
Why don't you have a table? Well, why don't you have a stand-up table, 2 high chairs?
Yeah, I have a stand-up table, a high chair. I have a stand-up table.
And 1 high chair. You said high chair.
1 high chair.
You have 1 chair. You're just staring at the wall.
Yeah.
Eating trout with your fingers alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's why you have dirty fingers.
That is what it is.
You're eating. You have a table. This is all making sense now.
Yeah.
So you're. Why do you have a studio? You make money. I know. Hey, I know what the sellout checks look like now, motherfucker. You don't need to be in that studio. What are you doing in the studio?
I like suffering, I think.
No, no, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
1 table. 1 chair.
It's not even a table. It's a bar that I put all my
schmutz on.
Yeah.
You got a lot of shit up there.
I built a giant bar in my kitchen going down.
You're a builder.
Yeah.
You're Bob the Builder. Why did you build a fucking normal table? Have some company over. Be civilized.
Because there's no room for the table. Where would the table go?
Can't you make a table go against the wall and have like
No.
Nothing.
It's bed, couch, TV, coffee table, kitchen, tiny bar. There's no room for a table.
You need a new place.
I know. I need a new place.
Get a 2-bedroom.
That's $9,000 here. One bedroom is, how much do you pay? If I got a 1-bedroom, it would be $5,000. Min.
Well, would I tell you how much? You've seen my house.
Yeah. Don't even say.
$1,800. This is why I can't, this is why I live in East Hollywood. The area's not good. For Ian Fidance to come into my, to come into my house saying, what is this area? Excuse me?
What's wrong with your area? I walked to coffee.
He says it's disgusting.
What? His place is disgusting.
He lives in a cell.
He lives in an Uber driver's home.
No, he's
surrounded by Uber drivers.
I got so mad. I went on stage the other day in Seattle and somebody was wearing an Ian Fidance t-shirt in the front row. I go, really? I'm going to be fucking funnier than him. And I was so mad. And then after the show, I was like, was I funnier than him? And they were like, yes.
There's so many Ian
Fidance. Why do I have to? Why was I mad? I like Ian. I don't know.
No, it's always like it's always like these sweet little farmers who are like named Nicole who are like growing their own botanical garden, and then it's just one morbidly obese man with like drool coming out of the side of his mouth, and he has an Ian Fidance shirt, and I'm like,
it was a large man wearing an Ian Fidance shirt.
It's always large, yeah.
And then they bought my merch too, so now he'll be wearing my merch.
Do you ship? You schlep the merch?
I schlep it.
You schlep it on the plane.
Oh, I schlep it. Mike's about to schlep it tomorrow.
He's gonna schlep your merch?
Well, it's a heavy bag. I can't lift it right now.
What's going on?
And I have this fucking piece of wood that I have to bring home with me. I collect these. This is you know how people, this is stupid. You know how people go places and they get like magnets or keychains. I collect pieces of wood with like animal prints on them. I don't know why
Where do
I do
you get
this.
Those? What are those?
They're on thrift stores.
But what are they? What would you call that?
I don't know. Acrylic weird wood painting thing. I don't know what it is. So I have that. My whole bedroom is that. I have, like, at this point, maybe 40 all my wall.
Does it fit in your suitcase?
No, it's too big. Mike's going to have to pull his fucking ACL carrying this tomorrow around Orlando Airport.
You know what you could do is learn how to make these.
See, I'm not... What do you mean? When I'm editing my clips? Excuse me, I have to go do some woodworking?
It's good. It's good.
Sorry,
Internet. It's good to have side projects.
I need a side project.
Yeah.
I have no side projects right now.
I've been painting.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I painted this.
Are you good?
No.
Were you abstract or?
Oh, my mom.
Your mom?
My mom is.
A painter? Or are you?
Texting me.
Oh, I was like, what's going on?
No,
take
my
her
mom.
A photo. Say, look who's here, your favorite person.
She loves you. I painted that. Huh. It's pretty good, huh?
Yes. Yes, that's a very nice painting.
Yeah.
Put that up in your.
It's abstract.
You can say that again. It's for sure. You won't put a photo of you and your boyfriend. But you'll put old square and circles. It reminds me
to paint.
Old Sesame Street with you over here.
It's good to paint because you make really ugly stuff.
Okay.
You throw it away. You feel accomplished.
No, I have to keep it. My family has a painting. I painted my parents' cottage 1 year. Let me see if I can get it.
That's nice.
It's so bad.
You got to have little things that you do. I'm doing a puzzle right now.
I got to call my dad. Should I call him, FaceTime him?
Should we FaceTime our parents?
I'm going to FaceTime my dad. He's not going to answer. He's going to be so annoying. I used to think I was a good painter. So I painted them this photo of our cottage. It's so ugly. It's so disproportionate. I need to get it. He needs to answer the phone. I have a photo of my dad so angry all the time. I have the photo of the Muppet with Sam the Eagle as his photo.
He's angry all the time?
Oh my God. He'll probably answer. Getting mad if he answers. Why would he answer his phone? Why the fuck would he answer his phone? He bought the exact same truck. This is what he sends me the other day. This is my dad's text message. Bought a new truck. Exact same truck he already owns. Upgraded.
He has two trucks?
Now he sold the other one. Now he has the exact same truck updated. Man covers the trunk up. Doesn't want water getting in the trunk.
Oh, he's got What's the door that? Drunk.
Oh, he's got the door drunk. He's got
Where does he live?
Up. Toronto. With my mother.
What does he do?
He's retired. He used to work for the electric company in Toronto.
Oh, he's like a...
He can come wire your house. Wow. Electrician.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are they together? Your mom and dad?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
They have sex?
Insane. No.
No sex.
No.
My dad hold hands?
Had prostate cancer years ago, and then something happened.
It stays flat.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, he said he doesn't get this anymore.
Oh.
And I didn't need to see that. That's
my
that's
mom
amazing.
Just
what
fucked
that?
A 45-year-old. She's 67.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
And the lady's hot. She's such a swaggery.
What does your mom look like?
She's like, how do we look her up? She's like a swaggy.
Is she on Facebook?
She's like a swaggy. Here she is.
Your mom's got a photo. You got a photo of your mother. She's a swaggy. That's getting. That's what you want in a lesbian, though. You want a nice. Oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, she looks great.
Yeah.
No, she looks good. No, she can pull some young
She's like
ass.
A cult leader. And she's a man.
She's a cult leader. What's she doing out there?
She just is very cult. If she walked in right now, you'd be like, I need to impress this man.
Okay. She's like Ithaca. She's Ithaca? Where's she?
Yeah. And she's very blunt and she's very like.
Good farmer's market.
Yeah. But she fucked a 45-year-old.
She found my email.
I know.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
How did she do gets that? Things done.
Very she's going to listen to this.
She is.
She's listening
and
right now.
I'd love her to listen. I can't wait for her to email me again. Say thanks for the episode. Thanks for the shout
out.
I'm
so proud of her for fucking up. It's crazy.
I got to show her my tattoo.
Huh?
I have your mother's name tattooed on me.
Oh, Susan.
Mm-hmm. And a big heart just for your mother.
That was Susan.
She's so good. She's not. She's sick as fuck right now. I left her sick as fuck. Here's the thing. When your dog gets sick, I go away to the worst. So she was doing this weird thing. She's like, just doing that all night. I'm like, that's not normal. That's a weird looking thing.
Yeah.
So I have a vet out here. I hope if she still works out here, you should go to her. She was my vet in LA. She's fucking incredible. I send her a message. I go, something's going on. I go, because I was leaving for fucking Philly, so I couldn't go take her in. She's like, give her this antacid. It sounds like she's nauseous. Give her the antacid, human antacid, because you can give a lot of human pills to dogs. Give her these pills. I leave. She's fucking diarrhea zone all over the place.
Mm.
Shitting outside. She's so fucking good. She holds her fucking shit outside. Unbelievable dog. Shit's outside. Jefferson's losing his mind. He's like scrubbing the actual turf outside because it's like water ass.
Yeah.
Now she's barfing. And I'm like, I'm at home. I hate when I'm at home. Because I'm like, something.
Is she okay?
She's fine. I think she stopped. She's back on kibble.
Coyote just had diarrhea everywhere. And then my friend Harry was here who edits the podcast. She had diarrhea everywhere. She shit in the house. I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was like, I think it's because she got into the trash can and ate something. Yep. But poop was coming out. So I was like, I'll see if it clears up. And then Harry, show the clip. I pull out of her asshole. She shit something out and then it's connected into her asshole. I pull out an entire tampon out of her asshole. And there is a video and Harry has it. And he took the video and he will put it up right now. And it's me taking two sticks and pulling an entire...
Sticks.
Tampon out. Yeah, because we were in the park.
How, a super plus tampon.
Yeah.
You're fucking lucky Coyote passed that.
Yeah, what happens if they don't? Could she have died?
That's surgery.
Is it?
My parents' dog ate a full like gym sock. I had to get it surgically moved.
Yeah, she,
some stuff
she
doesn't pass.
She pooped it out.
Do you want to hear something even grosser?
What?
Susan one time, and I can get the photo. Harry, put the photo up. Susan ate a condom. That was tied up
and full of cum.
and I had to pull it out of her asshole. And when I tell you,
she's fine.
She's fine because yeah. But that's only because Susan's got like an iron stomach and she's a big dog. That man, I remember, I was so fucking pissed. I asked him 12 times. I go, "Where's the condom?" He goes, "Why?" I go, "I'm not saving it for later. Where the fuck is it? I need to dispose of it correctly." I threw it out. I go, "Where the fuck is it?" He's like, "Got rid of it." Nope. He put it like on nowhere, like beside the bed. She scarfed it down.
Do you know they love cum?
They love cum.
After sex today, Coyote jumped on the bed, snarfing up all the cum. She's a little cum pig every single time. As soon as we stood up, she was like, "Yes," and jumped on the bed. And was
so you can't lock Coyote out because it's one room.
She doesn't. She knows not to be on the bed during sex. Okay.
We have to close the door. Susan comes in.
But after sex, Coyote's like, "What's up, bitches? What happened over here?" And then she gets
Susan, I had to close the door the other day because when I masturbate, she hears a vibrator and she's like, watch this. She just came in. I just saw her peek in the corner and it was so, I had to stop.
So disorienting.
It was so gross. I was like in the middle and I looked and I just saw
it's your daughter.
One eye peek around and I was like, "Are you fucked?" I got so mad at her. I was so pissed. Literally mid. I'm like, I threw it out. I was
Coyote
so
eats my
disgusting.
Underwear every day. I'll come home and there's underwear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She loves
the cross,
discharge.
They love discharge. Yeah. Dogs love discharge.
It. Yeah.
That's the tampon.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever, I like make sure they're like away because she probably would. She sniffed them. They're so gross.
So disgusting.
And I know exactly what Susan ate. There's this piece of rotten lasagna slab in my neighborhood because my neighborhood, it is, you know, Ian's not wrong. The neighborhood is kind of gross. There's just shit and piss everywhere. Every time I call you, you always hear me on the phone because whenever I leave a voicemail, I'm like, whenever I walk my dog now, I have to go, "She's pissing!" every time she pees because I keep getting accused of not picking up my dog shit. They think I'm this lesbian in my neighborhood who is a big white dog, and I watched her not pick up her dog shit. And I was like, "You're the one. You're the one who ruined it for me." And I like screamed at this Armenian lady.
That's such a funny sketch. Just somebody who looks just like you but ugly.
I'm about to write, "I pick up my dog shit" on a t-shirt and walk around every time.
They say it? They yell at
you? They scream at me. I've been in two fights now.
Like, I do the thing where I leave the shit and then me and Coyote run. And we go, "Run, run, 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 run."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know what I saw the other day?
Who?
A guy downtown, when I was in Toronto. He was in like he was disabled in one of those wheelchairs that has like this thing.
Yeah.
And his dog in a lab, like a service dog, took a huge fucking dump downtown Toronto and they just zipped away. And I was like, well, he can't pick it up. Could you imagine getting mad at him? You can't.
You gotta leave it.
That's, you gotta leave.
Man, the other day I saw a little chihuahua pulling a guy in one of those things, but the way that they were walking looked like the chihuahua was
pulling him.
It was so awesome. Whipping around.
So you don't pick up shit. I pick up every
turd.
No,
I do, but sometimes I run out of bags, and then she's got tiny poops.
No, her poops are tiny. And also, the city is...
Yeah.
I love New York, but it's, you know, dirty streets.
Would you ever live here?
Every time I come here, I say this. I'm like, I want to live here now. I'm here for one day, and I'm like, on the subway, it's warm. I'm like, this is my city. I should be here. And then I get back to L.A., and I'm like, this is it.
L.A.'s haunted feeling.
But I'm never there.
I can't even
enjoy... I'm like, do I like L.A.? I don't know.
No matter the season, when I'm craving a real reset, Prolon is the only nutrition program that works for me. It's convenient, backed by Nobel winning science, and it works. I use this, and you should too. I do have the Prolon box. I like it. I like the bars in it. It makes it. I have a problem with fasting where I always think that I'm doing a bad job, but this makes it so that you have one box at a time. It's all divvied out for you, so that you know that you're not going to pass out or shit yourself or something. If you went on vacation and you ate a bunch of bad shit and you feel bad or you feel really bloated or you feel really, or you have a yeast infection or you feel really inflamed, get this because it'll do a full reset, which is sick. Ready for your own reset. For a limited time, Prolon's offering RIP listeners 15% off statewide plus 40% bonus gift when you subscribe to their 5-day program. They give you a water bottle. I don't know if that's the gift, but they gave me one and it has become Baba. Just visit Prolon.com/RIPJordan. That's PROLONLIFE.com/RIPJordan to claim your 15% discount off your bonus gift. Prolon Life/RIP Jordan. Thank you.
How are you doing with the road?
I'm dying. That's why I was late for this podcast. I was doing a fucking...
I'm worried the bus tour is going to be twice as bad.
No, I think you're going to like the bus tour.
Have you been on a bus?
No, I don't know. I would never do it. But
it's psycho, dude.
No, but you're a bus woman. Dirty bus fingers.
Yeah,
you're bussing around.
Yeah.
You're with your friends. You have your dog in there. You have your own space. Can you sleep on the bus?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, when Segura I slept.
But you were just in a bunk. Don't you have your own room now because it's your bus? Is it like a back room?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so. I think you're on the bus. What'd you get?
I don't know if there's a back room.
Just a greyhound.
It's a lot of bumps.
You're sitting.
Yeah. I think it's a little, it looks a little dingy.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why'd you cheap out? You fucking cheap
I don't
fuck?
Have a lot of, it's not, I'm not making any money. The amount of money I'm making on the tour is the, how much fucking bus costs.
Yeah,
it's retarded that I'm doing this.
I don't know
but I was so fucking sick of getting snowed in places, flying around. I'm so sick of the fucking going through the TSA, being accused of.
No, it's you posted the other day and I was like, I literally was about to post and then people were going to think I was copying you. You posted a photo being like my face or something when you don't buy tickets. I was in Seattle last weekend.
Bro.
When I tell you, I've never been recognized more in my whole life.
Yeah.
Airport, walking out of the airport, Uber driver, first restaurant to every coffee shop, everyone knew who it was. Did I sell out Seattle? No, I didn't sell out Seattle. Why didn't I sell Seattle? A woman today, I'm losing mine. When's
Houston,
when's Netflix giving you a special?
Oh my God.
I go, I have one out right now. This might be the most offensive DM I've ever had in my life. Are people trolling me now purposely? I get so pissed. I'm like, just if you like a comedian, just take a peek at their tours.
Yeah, write it down. Put it in
your
calendar.
Today, she goes, you never come to Vancouver. I go, yeah, yeah. She goes, I checked. I go, no, you didn't. She goes, I looked at the poster. I go, you looked at no poster. You're not looking at my 2026 days, you fucking moron.
Yeah. What do we do about it?
What do we do? I'm losing my mind. I'm at the point now.
We're supposed to do the email blast and get people out.
No one's doing the emails. No one's listening. I'm posting. I have a clip go viral that my clip's bombing right now. Unless I say my pussy's long and dragging on the ground, my clip bombs. Unless I bluntly, and then women only talk about sex. I have to. I posted a video not about sex today. It's eating dog shit. I have to delete it. It's like, I can't win.
I know. I delete so many.
I'm about to delete. I'm like waiting one more minute and it's gone. By the time I walk out of this room, it's gonna be
also
deleted.
The shit that I like, other people don't like.
This is the funniest clip I've ever had.
It's so fucking annoying. I just posted one that was so funny about these Mormons and people are just like, nope, you're not saying anything about avoidant attachment or having weird sex with a man who wears necklaces. I'm out.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
I don't say fat pussy or labia and now I'm bad. I posted one the other day about this like, this woman yelled out in Houston that for their tornado drills, they had to go ass up in the hallway, and I'm like, excuse me? So this whole bit of all these kids putting their ass up in the hallway? Ate shit. That was my dad. Wireless caller. Fuck off.
What's wireless caller?
I don't fucking know what wireless caller is. That's what I program my mother under. Wireless caller.
That's some bad
shit. Yeah, wireless caller is bad. I hate wireless caller. Wait, I was going to say, okay, one more thing about the, okay. Are you getting, I sent you a message the other day because I was losing my mind.
I stopped doing meet and greets.
Did you? Why didn't you tell me, you bitch? You fucking bitch. I'm out here fucking doing. And then last weekend, I did a distant one because I had to film. And I told everyone that the people DMing me, this woman was so fucking rude. Fangirly 62, whatever the fuck your name is. She probably follows you. Fuck you. I blocked you, you dumb bitch. She was like, oh, first of all, you're going to charge for your meet and greets. And now you're standing like a fucking wax figure, you bitch. And I was like, bitch, I don't charge for my meet and greets, asshole. And two, I'm not getting fucking sick like I always do. Always sick.
You didn't charge.
I don't charge.
You stood there.
I stood there behind a rope because I can't get fucking sick.
Man, I did the rope. The rope is sick.
The rope is good.
The rope rules.
Don't touch me.
They can't go across it. It's so nice.
I like the rope. The rope is nice.
I had a woman come up to me because sometimes for the last couple weekends, haven't been doing the posters because I realized they make my, they like drain me because I have to write these like things.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I just am like, I'm fried by the end of it. So what I'll do is I'll let Coyote out. Coyote will say hi to people and then I'll come out for like the end people and say hi, which is great. And then, but this woman comes up to me because on stage I was talking about how like I need to be nicer to women because I'm not a good ally because I'm too much of like a bro to my guys, which is toxic. But I was just talking about that on stage and it goes into a bit. But this woman comes up to me and she goes, you really need to start loving women because we love you so much. And I go, hey, just so you know, this is why I don't love you. And she had my hands twisted into a knot and was like holding on to me. And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, dude, this
See,
is why
this
I
is
don't.
What you're doing.
You guys are crazy with the touching and the coming. This one woman crushed my hand so hard that it like felt like it was snapping my hand. And I was like, yo. And she's like, I thought you worked with wood. And I was like, wood
don't
do that.
No, wood, that's crazy.
Wood don't do that.
Now I have driftwood hands.
It's crazy.
I've made a woman cry in Madison, Wisconsin 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Cry.
At Comedy on
tears.
Wow.
Front row. And last weekend, I hope this girl's listening because she talked. These people are coming from Facebook, which I love that I've opened some new realm of women in their 40s who've never seen a comedy show before, and I'm the first one.
Do they have teeth?
I love this. Do they, sorry?
Do they have teeth?
Yep. Oh, okay. No. They're good-looking women. They're, like, normal. They're nice.
Okay.
They pay extra money. They sit up front. All my fans drink a fuck ton. All the clubs love my fans because they're fucking drunks. They're, like, partying. The fucking drink sales are off the roofs.
Yeah.
Seattle this weekend. I hear the girl, well, Jefferson's on, just yipping, talking nonstop. And I'm like, okay. He tells her twice. He's like, you gotta stop. I don't know what this is. Stop. I get up. Nah. I'm like, oops, what's happening here? I go, okay. I go, all right. I have a little back and forth with her. I go, all right, we're done with this. Keep talking. Going on. And I go, whoa, okay. We're doing it again. You gotta stop. You gotta stop talking. I go, you gotta stop talking. You're killing me right now. Go back in the set. Happens in the 2 minutes later. I go, that's it. That is it. I have a full mental breakdown.
You sent me a memo after this.
I'm screaming. I'm losing my fucking mind.
How are you? What are you screaming?
No, you're ruining it. I'm like, you from fucking Facebook. Shut the fuck up. I go, crowd work clips have ruined the internet. I start screaming. I'm doing this on stage. My bangs are all astray. I'm like crazy. I'm leaning on the stool. I'm like sweat. I'm chugging Red Bull because I'm so parched because I'm yelling. I'm so mad. In the line, I go, you gotta stop talking. I go, this is not how comedy shows go. I go, I've already interacted with you. I've already done 20 minutes of crowd work. I have jokes to do.
Yeah.
She comes to meet and greet line. This is the kicker here. She comes to meet and greet line. She goes, so you hate me? I go, yes. She goes, I bought you a t-shirt and I wrote in the line, you hate me. I go, I hate you.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, no, I'm not joking. Yeah. I go, you ruined my night. She's like, what? She's like, what did you want me to do?
Hell yeah.
What did you want me to do? Sit there like this and laugh?
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly what I want you to do. That's what you do at a comedy show. Gets worse. The girl who she came with sitting beside her friend who brought her, she's like, I need to apologize. I'm so embarrassed. That was my friend. I introduced her to you. She ruined the whole show. I didn't hear a single fucking thing you said. I have to come see you again because I was so embarrassed.
Oh my
God. And she talked into my ear. The entire front row thanked me after for yelling at her. Here's the problem. The people in the back can't hear it. They don't know that I'm hearing that.
I know. And then it just looks like we're having a mental breakdown. We have somebody in the front row being like, hell yeah. And you're like,
I have a pussy too. Yeah, my pussy. Or saying stuff before I say it. I go, I have a big labia. We all know you have a big labia.
What I hate is the positive reinforcement, the being like, yeah, I'm like, you can't get it. Thank you. But you have to stop. And I can't freak out.
No.
It's so annoying.
And I had to kick this. We kicked it out a couple on Saturday. These four people, they wouldn't stop.
What about the person who has the laughter that you know is the thing that they're putting on where they're like, wah, 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 and you're like, I know you don't. Fake. Your friend does not talk to you in public and tell you a joke and you go, wah, 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 wah. No. That doesn't happen. No. You're doing it here.
It's crazy. That is a really good impression of Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Thanks.
Yeah. Can I do my SpongeBob impression?
Yeah.
What's he selling? Chocolate. What? He's selling chocolate.
That's good.
It's my best impression.
Wait, what about this? This is also from SpongeBob. That's a surfer fish.
Why are we so good at SpongeBob? Why are we so good at SpongeBob?
I can also do Marge from Simpsons. Homie.
That's good.
Homer. Oh, homie.
Oh my God. What the hell? I do, okay, this is very specific. Have you seen the first Ninja Turtles?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, it's when Splinter, it's a very specific part of the movie where he's up in the, he's attached to a fence and he goes, Michelangelo, come closer. It's exactly it. You see?
I know that's it.
You know that's it.
I don't know it, but I know that that's it.
I sent that into SNL as an impression. Never got it. Never got a live audition, huh, Lorne Michaels? Really? From that?
Isn't it nice that we're too old for it now? Isn't that nice?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have no cares to, as a host, sure. Of course I want to.
Right, of course.
Their hours? I tuck in at 8 p.m. sometimes.
Oh, it's.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You want me to be snorting coke till 6 a.m. writing a fucking funny bit about Timothy Chalamet?
It's crazy.
Ooh, I'm good.
I know. I see them at the Cellar and I'm like, how's it going on SNL? And they're like, and I'm like, oh, your eyes are bleeding. No, and they're like, it's really good.
No, it's bad.
It's really scary.
I've had some comics on after SNL and I'm like, how was it? And they're like,
yeah, they're shell-shocked. Oh, and bad. They almost can't talk about it until they're fired. And then the second they're fired, they're like, please. Yeah. And then they're like this. It's crazy. It's like when they're on it, it's like, everything is really good. And you're like, it's nuts. No, and they're like a weird automaton.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crazy. I saw this writer on TikTok. She was on SNL for a few years. Talked about how Lorne Michaels makes everyone come in. He sits on his desk and makes you all sit on his floor cross-legged. Well, he picks the sketches for the week. I go, cross-legged? My sciatica. I'd come in and go, I'm fucking standing, Lauren. Are you kidding me? You want me to sit? I won't get up.
It's so
I'm
psychotic.
41 years old.
And then these kids are still trying to tour, and it's
they
like...
They tour. The touring's crazy.
It's really crazy.
Sarah Squirm, I don't know how the fuck she does it.
Yeah.
Touring and SNL, I'm like, you gotta pick one. You're gonna burn out.
What, does she tour on the weekends?
I think they take some weekends off. Mm. I think that's how it works. But I think she's like one of the older cast members now, so I think she's got more ability to take it off and yeah. kind of whatever, screw around. But I see those dates, I'm like, I don't know how you're doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The burnout. I'm this close to burning out. I'm on the cusp yeah. of a burnout right now. We're right there.
Are you doing every weekend?
Almost right now. Yeah. I don't know why. I gotta stop. And the traveling and the, and then the people you meet. Like, I just blocked one mistake just because I'm so annoyed. She goes, you never fucking come to Dallas. I was just in Dallas and I didn't sell out. So yeah, I was in Dallas. You didn't come.
I'm fucked. I posted about it. Houston is the biggest room I've ever seen in my life.
No, don't even start with Houston. Don't even start with Houston.
Is it brutal?
Don't start with Houston. Let me just say, you're not, unless you hire a videographer, you're not getting clips in that. The sound in there is brutal.
Really?
It's a very high ceiling. Ugh. It's unbelievable. I think that's why the clip bombed too, because the sound was so bad.
Mm.
I was like, I can't.
Yeah, that's how the improv was, which I loved. Arizona improv was great.
Oh, Tempe? It's insane. The ceiling, you need a, that's such a fun club. I just booked it.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah, it's so
fun. But Houston's
fun.
Not like that?
Not as fun, no. The room's weird. It's like a music theater stage. It's bright.
Oh, it's bright.
Oh, bring your sunnies.
Oh, no.
Bring your old transition lenses.
I hate bright.
I kept being like, he turned down. I go, how much lower can we get this down? I go, you're seeing the whole crowd. You can see the guy in the sound
booth. Oh, no.
Oh, it's.
I hate seeing the crowd.
You can see. And they're on the stage. Elbow like this.
Oh, no.
Touching the stage. The whole front row.
I have the intrusive thought at Zany's in Chicago that I'm going to kick people in the head.
Do you have I want to. I
want
to
so bad. It's really.
I love Rosemont.
I love Rosemont.
I just did Rosemont. I love Rosemont.
Rosemont's amazing.
What about Rosemont? I'm obsessed with Rosemont.
I'm kind of out on the downtown, in on Rosemont.
Rosemont, I don't bomb. In Zany's, I'm in the bomb. I'm like, I've never been.
And then there's people all the way in the back that are so far away that they're like, and not, like, I can't.
You can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything. No. It's just a tube.
And then I
Rosemont
think,
rips.
Rosemont also was my fans.
Yeah.
That downtown was like tourists.
You gotta
who
do
were, like,
is
confused.
The you gotta do the down.
But when you go to Chicago next?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna send you this restaurant called Rosemary. Unbelievably good.
I'm not a restaurant. I just go to Whole Foods and I eat sweet potato in a microwave.
What?
I don't go to restaurants. I can't do it. I don't like it.
Mike, get your fucking chops ready for this weekend. We're going to some night. Oh, that's all
really?
I spend money on. I'm not drinking right now. All I spend money on is a fancy dinner.
You're not drinking right now.
I drank last night for the first time in 2 months.
I'm not drinking
two months.
Now. I'm drunk right now.
I didn't drink for 2 months. I had two glasses of wine because I haven't slept in like 3 days. I needed to fucking sleep.
And the wine helped?
Oh, I slept like a fucking...
Why weren't
night.
You drinking? You and...
Weight loss.
Oh.
It's always weight loss. I want to get me too, just so I can stop drinking. Just molest
do it.
Jefferson one night. I can't. I love alcohol.
Yeah, but everything...
I'm a fun drunk.
Everything... Mm-hmm. Well, you should do it where you only do it when you're out of town.
Yeah, I'm just doing it now on certain occasions. So my birthday's coming up, March 7th. You going to be in LA?
I'll go.
Happy birthday.
No, I'm going to be on the fucking Houston.
Buzz.
Okay, this next ad is for Lucy. Lucy is a nicotine pouch product, which you guys know that I use. They have a little breaker in them that you can crack through, and it gives you a little extra zhuzh. I wouldn't recommend ever starting this if you haven't done it, but if you're on it, Lucy's a good option. Do not start, though. Do not begin. It's the bane of my existence. But if you're doing it, switch to Lucy, because they're 100% pure nicotine, and they're tobacco-free. And they're pretty good. They got mango. I like the mango. Recommend that one. Great. I'm supposed to read a code that I don't have. The code is RIP. So you can go online to lucy.co/stores and use promo code RIP to get 20% off. Again, don't begin what you can't finish. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Now enjoy the show!
But then I'm trying, the road is killing me. Here, let me ask you this, do you trash the hotel or do you keep it clean?
I'm pretty clean.
I trash it.
Jefferson's bad.
I mean, it is... chaos.
We have the dog in there mucking around. What's going on? No.
Tags, toys, receipts,
From what?
Zin.
Oh, you're
taking
fucking...
a zin out fucking wherever the fuck. It's crazy.
No, you're
I need
bad.
To deal with
you
that.
Leave a tip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, I'm trapped. I'm... Okay. And then fucking... Yeah. Okay. All my merch money goes to that maid.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm tipping. I'm trashing the green room. I'm trashing shit.
You're trashing the green room?
Oh.
What are you doing in the green room? I come and I sit down, I have my carrots and dip, and I leave.
We throw stuff around.
Throwing what? I'm not hearing any of this. Everyone loves you at the clubs.
Really?
Yes.
We don't trash it too bad. I mean, it's just a lot of wrappers. I'm like a gum addict, a Zin addict. I'm always opening up candies,
how's the
leaving
Zins
it.
Going?
It's a lot. I mean,
I've had
like
smoking.
Three.
I was smoking cigarettes every now and then, and I've completely stopped.
That's great.
Because there's a comic out here.
Who died?
No, she has lung cancer, and it's really fucked me up.
Who is it?
I don't know if I should say.
I don't know.
Yeah, you think you know who it is. But I saw her post about it recently, and I was like, what the heck? Not even a heavy smoker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Light smoker?
Mm-hmm. Barely smokes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it happens to a lot of people who don't smoke.
I know. That's why it's fucked
up. Cancer's
me
fucked up,
it's
dude.
It's bad. Man.
It's crazy. I'm supposed to get an MRI because I got a little lump in my vagina, and I'm so scared of the MRI.
No, you got to go.
It's fine.
You got to go.
It's squishy.
I'm going to pay for a full...
It's a
you still have that
lump.
One that's been there?
Yeah.
There for a while.
Yeah. It's my
you
guy.
You still have that.
It's my guy.
Get a grip.
Okay.
I can't believe you still have that. I did the pot a year ago and you had it.
Yeah.
Jordan.
It's not growing.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a little guy.
No.
Little lump. Little marble. Little soft marble.
I know someone you can go to.
Oh, could you imagine?
Well, wait. I should. I had this since I was 12. So what am I saying?
And it didn't get bigger.
No.
Is it nice to have it out?
Yeah.
Oh,
I keep playing with the stitches. It's gonna get me.
Did
off.
You ever try and pop it when you were a kid?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. I take the corner of a safety pin.
Oh, one time my sister was like, "Dude, there's something on Dad's back," and it was this like lump that would look like a marble under his skin. And he was like, "Yeah, I got that removed, but it just like keeps filling up." And my sister was like, "Hey, Jordan, come over here for a second." And me and my dad had just gotten high, and my sister was like, "Oh no, I'm gonna gag," and then just.
Oh God! How much came out?
So much, like a full shot glass.
Ew!
And it was, and we just held my dad down, and it was just the most pure white, just over. It was un.
Oh,
and me
God.
And my sister were screaming. We were like, "Oh my God! Oh my!" And it just kept
God.
Going.
God, yeah. Does he still have that hole? He probably does.
He's dead.
Oh, forgot about that. Well,
but his whole spinal column came out of his back. It was crazy.
Maybe,
isn't that the best thing you've ever heard?
Well, now it's depressing because I was picturing this dead man with this huge crater in his back.
Yeah, maybe it's what killed him.
No, you took out his essence.
You took out his essence. Yeah.
You
That's
out his
what
soul.
It felt like. We were like, is he still in there?
My mom has one in her back, and it's just right in her bra line. And every time I go home,
it fills up.
I go, what's going on with it? And then I immediately do it, and I get so sick.
I know you get sick, but you have to do it.
Hit the ceiling once.
Oh.
From here. My mom, here's the thing. Your mom's supportive and watches your podcast. My mother will never watch this podcast, so I can talk about it.
It shot.
Hit the ceiling. She was leaning like this. My dad goes, let me get it on that. Comes in. My dad has two big Bulgarian thumbs.
Oh!
So,
oh!
Ceiling. They were so passive. My dad's like, now I gotta clean the fucking ceiling!
Oh my God!
Repaint the ceiling. It was globbed up there.
Well, my mom had a bump here that me and my sister punched each other to get to because we were like, one of us gets to do it. So we were like tackling each other and mom was like, fuck off of me. And it was this giant bump and we popped it and then just a huge piece of wood flew out. And it had been like...
that's fun.
Isn't that sick?
A piece of wood.
Big old chunk of wood. Like a piece of fucking
cedar. It was
cedar.
In there for how... She didn't even know.
She was like, I have a splinter. But she's like a splinter person. She's like, yeah, the body will disintegrate
splinter.
It.
Is that a new tattoo? The star one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I got that in Brooklyn somewhere. It's like a stick and poke.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Can't stop.
It
is cute.
It's got to be covered.
I need to cover this one up. I'm so close.
Oh,
you know a good cover
guy
person?
I'm dating has a hand tattoo. It's the hottest thing I've ever seen.
I just saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw him post it on stories. I was like, it's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
He's fully tattooed now.
Yeah.
Jefferson has none. I'm like, get one. He's like, a neck tattoo? I'm like, yeah, get a neck tattoo.
Oh, neck tattoo. I didn't know I was attracted to tattoos. I had them. And now when you're like seeing a hand enter your vagina covered in a tattoo, you're like, oh.
Oh, it's something about
it's
tattoos
crazy.
Is nice. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't
what
know.
Is that?
I don't know.
It's not like a super masculine thing to put art on your body, but there is something hot about it.
I think there is something masculine about it.
Why?
I don't know.
Ian has tattoos.
Ugh, don't bring Ian into this.
Yeah, sorry.
He's the easiest person to make fun of.
You know. He knows it too.
Yeah. He knows it. Yeah. I laughed really hard at that clip with you guys and Michael. Yeah. My other impression. The other day.
And Will Arnett.
Yeah, Will Arnett making fun of him.
Where you can see me squirming and just being like, I apologize for everything I've ever done, but I shouldn't have had you here.
It actually, that's the funniest clip I've ever seen to be in.
Yeah.
I was really laughing.
Of the picture he had.
How crazy he was, and having him go on his little stay over with me.
Bradley Cooper called during the podcast, and Ian jumped into my lap and was like, hi, Bradley Cooper, I'm Ian Finance. And I was like, my spirit left my body.
God.
It was crazy. I was really keeping it together. Because it was like two different worlds colliding.
Isn't it insane how you have the... My biggest flex was Anne Heche used to call me all the time.
Who's that?
6 8 7 Nights. She died tragically. She had actually a really bad death.
Your friend died?
She died. Anne Heche died. You know Anne Heche? Actress.
Why'd she call you all the time?
We met. She was like trying...
Let me see. Hold it
still. She used to date Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
She was weirdly doing like a training in comedy. She had the show once. It was bizarre. It's like weird.
Madonna did comedy at the Cellar.
Oh, I heard about that.
Giant pieces of paper.
She must have bombed.
Oh, yeah.
Or she laughed.
She did like 45 minutes just sitting.
45 minutes?
It was crazy. Craziest thing I've ever seen.
Madonna, get back to the cones and the singing. What are we doing?
Isn't that unbelievable?
No, everyone's funny.
Everyone thinks that they are.
Everyone thinks that they're funny.
Like, people
and they
are laughing because you're Madonna.
If you came in prosthetics, nobody would laugh.
Right.
That's how you tell. Yeah. That's how you should do it. Actors, you want to see if you're funny? Get a fake nose. Hey, put the old Steph Tolov on your fucking face and go out there and do stand up and see who laughs.
Oh my God, the comments that you've said that you got about your nose is so funny.
It's so funny.
I don't look at my comments, but I should because what you've told
you
me is
don't
so
look
crazy.
At your comments?
No. I don't want to see it.
No, this is.
I know what I look like. I know my flaws.
No, this is very good for you. The fact that you don't and you do all these other crazy things.
Yeah.
I'm alarmed.
What crazy things? What crazy. Watch my dad fuck?
We're wrapping up.
Watch my dad fuck? No, I can't read the comments. After I got canceled.
I don't want to.
For the TRANNY thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just
your
everything.
Canceling was the least canceling on the entire earth. You got more followers.
No. Did I?
You didn't lose anything.
But it was the day before my special came out. That was so scary.
No.
You know what was sick is this one guy was like, if you want to watch this transphobic comic, watch her special. And they were like, it's not bad. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
but fuck this bitch.
Yeah, that's
like,
the
nice.
Funny. You're like, yeah.
It was awesome.
Here's the
also,
thing.
Nobody called me fat. That was what was crazy.
That's nice.
And I was like, the internet loves. Literally, somebody wrote, because it was on Stav's podcast, somebody wrote, this is a fat retard talking to a skinny retard. And I screenshot that and sent it to my mom. And she was like, I'm really proud of you. I was like, literally, somebody called me skinny.
And you're like,
there's nothing. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you go for the jugular on that?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's really, no press is bad press. I think that's actually a true thing. Like when I was getting, like, I got some death threats after I talked about how I didn't like Joe Rogan's Club and that clip of me went viral on Santino's podcast.
Yeah.
After that whole thing, I got like, people are like, aren't you worried? I'm like, that's the highest ticket sales I've ever had in my life. Those 2 months following that. The highest ticket sales.
Crazy.
I sold out every fucking show. I sold out 7 months in a row. And I'm like, well, if it was because of the, literally, I was like,
that's crazy.
No, I was like, well, maybe I should start shit talking him again because I need my tickets to go up again.
Yeah. You should become the shit talker. You're very good at it.
I love it.
That is why I went out with the guy you hooked me up with, this guy, because you are very discerning. And if he had done one whack thing during your hookup, he would have been out. That's what it was. If anybody else had hooked me up, I wouldn't have trusted them. But you will be like, no, he blinked twice with one eye and it really freaks me out and I think he's a serial killer. You know what I mean? Like, there's a discerning aspect.
Oh, I see, hear, and smell everything.
Yeah.
So nothing gets by this old gal.
It's the best. She talking with you is all time.
But here's the thing. I will say to your face, I can't wait to see Jeff die. I haven't seen Jeff die yet. He's been posting clips on the internet. I haven't seen him in person yet. I can't wait.
He said
Jeff
your die. Name.
I hope we're booked together. I haven't seen him yet.
What are you going to say? Practice on me.
I already know. I'm going to go, hello.
Hang on.
No, that's not, okay, that's kind of good, actually. Wait, he has even more like this. I really can't do. He's been, Trump's the best, and I went far right because I had no one to, I buy all my followers, and I hate women. He does buy all his followers. Someone did
really?
A little test on his thing. Sorry, Jeffy, we know that you have like 78% bots. He's a million followers. Don't tell me a million followers. I'm going to tell him that, I don't like him, and I think you're misogynistic and homophobic, and you hate women.
Are you going to be shaking while you do it a little?
Shaking?
Yeah.
No.
You'll be steady as a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I can't wait. Here's the problem. I love confrontation.
I like it with strangers.
No, if you're going to post something on the internet, I'm not going to come to you on your platform when all your fans are fans. That's the funniest thing I've ever said. When all of your bots are on your page coming at supporting you, I'm not going to, why would
Has he asked you?
No. Well, he unblocked me and then posted a clip shit-talking me. Because he had me blocked for like, I don't know, five or six years.
But did he ask you to come to his podcast?
No. Oh, okay. I mean in person because he's at the store. I just haven't been booked on the
show. Oh, you're saying I'm not going to comment.
Oh, I'm not going to comment. Well, there's no point in me commenting.
How did you not comment?
Because I don't care.
Did you comment and delete?
No, I didn't comment.
You write something out?
Nothing.
Wow.
I'm saying in person. I will say it to your fucking face. I don't need this.
You should like it.
I don't even... I blocked him. You're blocked now. I blocked him.
What was he saying that all of us are pretending to be men? He's saying that we are all... that we hate men?
Yeah, he's saying that all feminist comics, Steph Tolev, the first only name mentioned, name fully mentioned, was that we're just trying to be men. We're trying to be the men that we hate. We're just deep down doing an impression of Jeff Dye. Sebastian Maniscalco, if I'm doing any impression here.
Yeah.
We're not getting Jeff Dye.
Yeah.
We're talking here.
But also, every woman, every man, what being a man is being liberated and free to be themselves. And being a female comic is you're trying to be liberated and say what's actually going on. We are more disgusting than men. We have more disgusting holes. Mm-hmm. We have more disgusting shit coming out of our bodies.
Bumps.
We are more perverted sexually.
Oh, way more.
We have way more issues with our daddy and mommy. Mm-hmm. And we're just saying it. And they're like, you're being like a man because you're saying what's coming up for you. And it's like, yeah, because being a woman to you means being quiet.
And shutting the fuck up and doing what you fucking say and obeying
Do you think it's being
rules.
Like a man to talk about period blood and labias? That's literally the opposite. Mm-hmm. That is what talking about being a woman is. Every woman has labia.
And I've been like this my whole fucking life. I've always talked like
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
So it's like, and see Jeff Dye's performance. I've never seen a set. I would never see it and be like, that's what I want to be. No, this is how I fucking act.
Yeah.
This is how I've always acted.
This is how I've always protected myself, made friends, gotten people not to bully me by being like, I'll teach you what a blowjob is. And they're like, okay, we won't kill you.
Yeah, that's
you
crazy.
Know?
Yes.
Yeah. This is how my dad does it.
Yeah. This is how my dad sucks his own dick.
But you know, being the over-sexual girl, when you grow up an ugly girl, helps.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you're the one being like, want to see my asshole, that people laugh and then you go, okay. If you're the farting friend, you're
farting
safe.
Farting friend is safe.
You can't
farting
be the
funny.
Ugly girl trying to be the hot girl.
No. That
you have to
work.
Be the farty girl.
Mm-hmm. Farty,
it's the only way.
Funny.
Yeah.
Gross.
All women in Buffalo are like that. Women in Buffalo are the funniest, nastiest.
Are they?
Yeah. When I lived in Buffalo, I was like, oh shit, this is like.
Why did you live in Buffalo?
Because my friend was paralyzed and I was taking care of her while she was.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Is she still paralyzed?
She's dead.
You know what? I gotta get some Cole's notes before I come to the next podcast.
Yeah, I'll write down everybody I know who's died.
That's really nice of you to take care of her. And how do you not support women?
Who?
Were they a woman that was paralyzed?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. People are saying that's why women. That's the most supportive of my life.
Yeah.
Moving to Buffalo, already insane.
Insane. It was dark.
My
fucked
God.
A lot of dudes.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
I just started open mics. Yeah, lots of chicken wings. I just started open mics and I would get on stage and people would be like, I'm pretty sure you're just describing getting raped. And I'd be like, nah, we're having fun. It was crazy.
Oh,
it was crazy. It's so
even
much.
Even for Buffalo to be like, that's a little much, lady. You're like, come on.
Buffalo's crazy. You hate doing Buffalo?
I had the worst weekend of my life in Buffalo.
Because they're so drunk, right?
Because there was 14 people in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because no one came, and they all went to see the Bruins play right next door.
I feel like I'm always booked on a football weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Or on a something weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Every time.
It's Austin City Limits.
Are you going to take off time in the summer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because we can't be doing this. We can't be doing this August fly to the fucking mothership or some fucking Texas ass.
Hey, I won't be flying there because I'm banned from that club, I think.
You're not banned.
I don't think I'm banned, but I'm not welcome back.
What happened when you were in there?
Well, I never got paid.
Oh, nice.
So I've never seen money from that check. Everyone's like, yo, where's the money? $500 was the amount I was supposed to be owed. Never got it. I don't know. I don't love it.
Yeah.
I'm done showcasing. I'm not showcasing anymore to get into the big room, to get past the big room.
But whatever, the creek or whatever.
Yes.
I'm always the person that's sent in the middle of August to Arizona. It's unacceptable.
No. Or Phoenix, sweating my clit off.
Yeah, when they have like spray.
Oh,
sprayers.
Oh, so I miss it up.
Why are they misting people?
I bring Susan,
if you're
she
missing, you
walk.
Can't live there. Yeah.
I had to take, I'm not joking, walk Susan at 6 a.m.
I know,
at 5,
Coyote was the
dog.
Same way. We
you
couldn't
can't.
Do shit. It was
crazy.
She would just lay down. It was brutal.
Lay down the whole time.
But other comics are going there in the winter, having a nice time.
I just got booked for October, so I'm pumped.
That's good.
My air is in October, and I think I'm December in Austin, so I'm like...
That's good. See, you're moving up.
I'm moving up.
You're moving up.
And I just had no to a bunch of clubs. Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can say the ones right now, but there's one that I
there's
will
one I will
not.
Never do, which is Elf, which is not. No, I like Alpharetta. Is
if you say the same one,
Appleton.
Oh, that one I'm not doing again. Yeah, you know, I've never got an offer for there again. No, that was crazy.
I had a woman try and fight me.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, she tried to bum rush the stage.
They were. I've never seen drunker people. In my
it life. Was crazy. One guy fell off his chair while in mid talking to me, mid crowd work, slid off his chair.
Seattle was drunk too. A girl laughed so hard and she was drunk she barfed during my set.
That's
great. I had a barf and she stayed.
Wow.
She barfed and stayed.
People are drinking a lot right now, I think.
People are... I'm like, we gotta figure out this drink sales...
Money thing, yeah.
Money thing, because my fans, I will say, thank you. The clubs love
you. Isn't it weird to have somebody go to your... I always look at them and I'm like, you're blacking out while I do my profession. It's so weird.
This girl walked into the green room. I go, hello? She goes, is there a bathroom here?
Oh my God.
I go, you know who I am. Get out. Get the hell out of here.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
They're getting so fucked up. No, what about the woman who waits at the end of the line? You always have that lady who goes, I'm just going to wait in the end. And then in the end, she goes, I don't want a picture. I just want to talk. Uh-huh. And you go, I'm gonna gouge my eyeballs out in front of you.
I'm leaving. I'm so tired at that point.
Yeah.
Also, crazy. I'm talking already. We have a little chat. Also, I just talked.
Yeah.
An hour straight. I'm parched.
It's crazy when you wait till the end of the lines, too.
It's weird.
And we both have the ladies that come up to us that are hideous who go, I'm just the same as you.
Or they're like, you want to see my pussy? I'm like, I'm good. And then they show it to you.
You ever have to sign the tits?
I don't want
to touch your sweaty, fat tits. They're fat always. Why are they always so fat and sweaty? I'll sign your fake tits, but you're fat.
I've signed a couple of tits. Right? Less tit signing.
10 minutes is what he says.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Yes. This has been long as hell. I'm like, how long is this podcast? It's 4 hours.
It's 6.5 hours.
This is so long.
How long has it been?
An hour and 25.
Yeah, so long. No, like going. An hour and 25 is insane.
Where do you have to go after this?
Nowhere.
Are you hungry? I have to walk my dog.
I'm starving. But where do you live? You don't live around here.
No, I live in Brooklyn.
You live so far. You live in Brooklyn in one bedroom. It's too far.
I live in Brooklyn in a studio. I don't have one bedroom. There's no door on the bedroom. There's no door.
No, I need to go. I need to. Isn't there thrift shopping right here?
Wait. Yeah. We're in Manhattan. I don't do Manhattan. I get out of Manhattan.
I was going to. You know what? So silly. I was going to go to the Empire State Building.
You can't do that. What are you doing?
I've never done it.
What? It's just a building.
I want to go up.
Oh, you want to
peep
go up?
Around. Yes. I'm not just going to stare at it and go, glass. I'm going to go up.
When do you leave?
Tomorrow.
You fly out.
Yeah. We fly out the same Delta flight tomorrow, 10 a.m.
All of you. You're going to Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. What club is there?
A club that's not selling out this week.
I won't do Florida, really.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. This is it. I gave Florida a chance. I didn't want to go back.
We tried.
We did try.
Miami, we tried. You pre-gamed at our shows. You went, and then you pre-gamed. And then you got wasted. It's crazy. All of it is crazy.
Dania Beach will never go back. That club will never go back. I had a guy, I said something about him showing his niece's dick pic, and he got so mad.
He showed his niece's dick pic?
I made a joke.
Oh, okay.
And he got so mad, and he stood up and flipped me off, and then he tried to come on the stage, so the security took him out, waited for me. We had to, like, get security involved. He was, like, pacing outside the club the whole time.
What a bitch.
I'm like, what are you
going to
do, punch me?
Pussy,
and then another guy, I said something. I made a Trump reference. I don't even know what it was. I didn't do Trump jokes. Clearly, I'm an idiot. And I said something, and he goes, I go, what's that? He goes, gun show in town today.
Oh, my God.
And I go, it's on you right now. He goes, yeah, say another Trump joke. And I was
oh, my God, Steph, that's so scary. I would have peed in my pants.
I went, and I walked to the other side of the stage, and I did my entire set on the other side of the stage. It was fucked.
You couldn't be like, I want that guy to leave?
No, me and Pat Bircher, this is a couple years ago.
Really fucked up.
We went back to the hotel. He was like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't think so. I was so uncomfortable. The next day, I went to go to the beach. The water was hot. We walked in and went, and then got back and went in an Uber and left. We walked into the sea, burnt our skin like a hot soup, and left.
Where was that? Crazy. Daytona Beach?
Dania, whatever, it's like up from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
I think that is what I did.
I'm never
the improv.
Yes, that's what you did. In that, like, strip mall?
Yeah, that improv is rough. And it's just so many. It's a quinceañera, the whole thing.
It was. Also, my fans, I don't think I have that many fans in Florida.
Thank God.
Orlando, actually, the take sales are better than I thought.
Okay.
And I do have, I know, because Orlando, I feel like, is a part of Florida where it's like people more like us that would live
alligator
there. Alligator loving. Alligator loving, yeah. Like just like
they have
no nonsense women, like just, yeah. You know, nasty fucking girls.
Yeah.
But then I have to go to like Tampa. Tampa, I'm scared. I'm bringing Jefferson to Tampa because there's a situation with somebody in Tampa that I have to bring.
What?
There's this guy that I hooked up with and then he got really creepy. I sent him merch. Because he was waiting in the line. We hooked up. I'm blaming Pappy. He's good looking. Fuck him. Never listening to anybody
again.
How do
you go from that guy's good looking to fuck him? You just say, hey,
I don't know. This is right after the fucking this guy who's awful. So I was in a bad space.
Oh, yeah.
Space.
I had to plunge.
Why do we think that works
to get over an ex to use a scary man's cock to wipe out?
I don't know what I was thinking.
I do that all the time.
I was so drunk. We were whatever. And then we like kind of like talked a little after and he wanted this merch. So I sent it from the Comedy Store because I never send my home address. And he writes back right away. He goes, really? Comedy Store, huh? And I was like,
oh no.
What? He goes, you didn't send me from your home address? And I went,
huh.
Something inside me went, and I went, I got, Jordan, when I got so fucking scared.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, there's a firm out in Pasadena. I can move out there. I can work for
them. Oh my God.
I got.
What type of guy was he when you fucked him?
I found his photo. Oh, no, it was. Here's the thing. Sometimes you can't fuck a fan.
I've never fucked a fan.
You keep it that way.
Why?
It's bad. I got scared. I got really scared.
Was he scary when you fucked him?
There was some stuff that was weird.
Like a picture of you?
No. Well, the next day, I was his profile photo. Me and him on Instagram. No, it wasn't good. It's actually scary. No, I'm freaked out. So I'll show you his photo.
Was he hot?
No. I sent his photo to Tampa to make sure he didn't buy tickets his name because I can't have him at the show. And once you see him, you're going to go, Stephanie. I hate looking for stuff on my phone. I can't find it. And I have to do this for 10 minutes. It's scary. It's very scary. But he's not coming to. I'll show you.
I hate when they print out the wall.
Here it is. Here it is.
Did you fuck that?
Yeah.
Steph.
Look, this is why
that guy is wearing a mask of skin over.
Yes, he is. That is several other victims that he's glued together.
That is a lampshade of a man. Mm-hmm. That is a Buffalo Bill creation.
That's Buffalo Bill. That is.
Was he overzealous when you fucked him? Was he like, yeah? Was he like that?
Yeah. And you want the biggest red flag? Biggest.
What?
I go, don't you have a dog? He goes, yeah. I go, you can't stay the night. You have to go take your dog out. Stayed all night.
Oh, no.
I was alone for like 15 hours. I was so upset. I was like, I kept being like, you got to go. You should go. You got to go now. Yeah, I think it's time to go.
Oh, skinny cock, right?
Skinny. To be honest, I don't remember. I think I blacked out everything else.
That's
good. I was so grossed out.
I bet he jackrabbited.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And then that's why I'm like, Jefferson. Hot, sweet, sexy Jefferson.
He's got to come with you.
Me.
Oh, sometimes they print out the stalker guys that I've gotten online and they put them in the wall so people see them.
They have to.
But then you have to look at these guys. And
no,
you're like,
I hate
that. It's so embarrassing that's what my guys look like.
My one stalker in Washington, it's so pathetic.
It's really
bad. That's the one?
Yeah, it's like a picture of a fucking, it's like a picture of a little spider web balled up with a man with eyeballs. You know what I mean?
He's like 55. He's like this old like Armenian construction worker.
I know,
like,
and it's humiliating that the whole staff all weekend is being like, that's who she's scared of. And it's a guy who's like,
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
It's really brutal. I would rather have it be like a...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff died. Do you have stalkers they have to deal with?
Yeah. If you do, they're hot. They're hot.
Oh, it's all hot
women
that
want to
fuck you.
Yeah.
And we're over here.
All right.
Let's end this. This
Plug
is
your
long.
Stuff.
I'm starving. My Instagram. My tour dates.
My Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram. That's it. All my tour dates are in the fucking... We have the same thing. punchup.live/Steph Tolev. All that just comes to me live. That's it. And my podcast, Steph Infection, which you better come do again.
I love it. I'll come to LA.
Please do.
I think there's a time. I have 2 California gigs.
Do you?
I'll come out. Yeah.
Okay.
In May.
Oh, you're coming out for the...
Oh, yeah. And there's that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have that.
Okay. bus tour. I think it's already started when this comes out. Summer tour dates are announced. Buy tickets for those ahead of time. Don't wait until the last minute. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I got. I probably have ads, but fuck it. Ha ha ha.